The following EduTech Guys episode was recorded live at FETC 2024. Background noise, clanking dishes, and all. Enjoy the show.
This episode of EduTech Guys is brought to you by BenQ. In addition to providing interactive whiteboards, BenQ also provides engaging educational tools, such as their EasyWrite whiteboard software, their InstaShare wireless screen sharing, and Uni, the intuitive user interface, plus much, much more. See how teachers use BenQ solutions in their classrooms by visiting BenQ.com.
Hey, welcome back to FETC 2024. We've got our next guest here. We're going to let them introduce themselves, tell us who they are, where they're from, and all that kind of good stuff. So here we go.
Okay. I'm Chuck Williams with BenQ Corporation. I run the FAE team. We do professional development and training. I'm based out of Louisville, Kentucky.
Awesome.
And good morning. I'm Carly Burton-Soleil. I'm the marketing manager for BenQ North America and Canada.
Yeah, great.
So we're excited to talk about this topic with what BenQ is, you know, as far as I know, the only one shipping this at this point. So EDLA and Google. Let's jump into it.
All right. Well, we're very excited to be the first EDLA, true EDLA board that's available in the market. A lot of our competitors are talking about EDLA, but we actually have built a board that has full EDLA integration without having to add an external OPS or a Chromebox or an Apple TV. So everything is integrated directly into the board. It allows the teachers complete access to anything that they would normally play with in the Play Store. With the help of IT. So
I was just going to say, so we've just thrown out a bunch of acronyms.
Yes, sorry.
So for our audience, let's explain what is EDLA and what does that mean for the teacher in the classroom?
Okay, so EDLA for currently, the boards up until the end of 2023 that are available in the market were all Android-only based systems. And the big change that's happening is Google decided they wanted to play in education in a bigger footprint, which is wonderful because everybody has something with Google. They have something in one of the Play Stores, whether it's on their TV at home, on their phone, whatever they're comfortable with. So they're already very comfortable. It's the same thing you would get if suddenly Apple wanted to do more in the board vertical. So up to this point, everything that was as far as an app is, if like what we've done previously, partnered with direct software companies, and we've partnered to put them in our BenQ store, kind of like the Google store, but Google didn't want to open their doors before this point. The only other way to access any of these apps previously was also to sideload them as an APK. Mm-hmm. And so with Google opening up their Play Store, basically that's what EDLA is. It means now it is a Google-enabled device that gives full access to everything that you would normally access in a Google Play Store within your board. So, does that answer it?
Yeah, exactly what Carlos said. So instead of having to go somewhere and get an APK,
right,
load the APK onto the board, and some people would sideload it with a USB drive, within our device management system, though, you could load it into our device manager and push it to any board you wanted to, so you didn't have to manually go from board to board, right, to do that. And that was one of the advantages that we had back there. But now I can access the Play Store if I want to. So I can then load my apps through the Play Store. I get updates that way, whereas before with APKs, I'd have to kind of keep track. Is there an update? Mm-hmm. Let me load the new APK, right? That was something everybody had to do, right? Until now, we find ourselves within Google's environment. We have access to the Play Store if we want it. And one of the key things about that is, you know, from an IT standpoint, I used to be an IT director for schools and school districts. And one of the things I did not want to do was turn my teachers loose on the Google Play Store.
Right.
Because they're just going to go grab whatever the heck they want, try it, like it, do I want it, yes, no. So one of the things that we can do with BenQ in our device manager, I can turn off the Google Play Store if I want to. And I can do that by board. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we might have a district that has 400 boards in it. I've got 10 teachers that I really trust to use the Play Store. I can turn it on for them, turn it off for everybody else. Right? So I've got a lot of management within that Play Store environment now, you know, as an IT director. And that really gives us a kind of a head up on everybody else, you know, being able to manage that. And so that's really exciting. And now, like I said, they can access apps that they're used to using, that other people have suggested or recommended, apps they might be using on a Chromebook, mm-hmm. you know, or something like that, that they're familiar with. They would have to go hunt for an APK, grab it from the Play Store. Huge advantage.
Well, and along those same lines, I like the fact that, especially what you just said, you know, if I've got a teacher who's using either their Android phone or they're using a Chromebook and they've got a particular app that they've been casting to the board or hooking up their HDMI cable and running it across the room and plugging it into the board, now you don't have to do that. It's now in the board itself.
Right.
So that saves all of that, you know, that whole extra layer of things that can go wrong.
Right.
Now it's just straight up in the board. And I think that is going to absolutely change the way teachers are able to use apps in their classroom.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And, you know, we could put Google Drive on the board. You know, teachers can sign into their account. One of the things that we allow with it at BenQ is I can sign into any board in my district. So we have an NFC card. I can just swipe my NFC card, in I go, right? And then I can, if I want to, I already have access to my Google content there with our file manager because I've linked my Google content to my sign-in, to my login account. So now I can open my file manager and select files, and those are viewed. Right? I'm going to view those files. I'm going to edit them from that standpoint. But I can open Chrome, sign into my Google account, right? Off I go. I have full access. I have Drive on the, you know, the Drive app. I have the Slides app, the Docs app, that sort of thing. When I sign out of my board, right, I don't have to sign out of my Google account. Carly can come in behind me, swipe in, sign into the board, right? Same board I was on, open Chrome, she's not going to have access to all my content.
Right.
Because it's a different account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you think about how it's similar to a Windows environment. Right?
Yeah.
I log in to any computer, I'm only going to see what I'm allowed to see. Right? So I can't see Carly's content. I come back after her, swipe in, all my stuff is still there. I open Chrome, I'm still signed in, off I go, and I got various levels of protection against other people accessing my content. So, you know, having the EDLA opportunities, having the apps that are there, being able to sign in, have my data available to me in an edit mode, create mode, all that type of thing is a real big advantage for us.
You know, I think it's all about time management.
It is, yeah.
It absolutely
and
is.
This is the value add. We were just talking to Bob about the new power savings on the new projectors. That's a value add for the district, you know. But this is a value add. There's no more updating. You know, it's going to automatically update. And that's a problem. It really is. The way software changes, the way that websites are changing, a teacher would spend time, oh, great, it's Tuesday morning and now I've got to take 20 minutes to get this updated. No more worries at that point. The instantaneous ability to get to, you know, it's just going to be there. I don't have to connect this. I don't have to cast this. And time management is the value add for that.
Especially when you're teaching.
Yeah.
You have 52 minutes.
Exactly.
Right? And you don't want to spend five of it dealing with what you're talking about.
Exactly. Exactly. In the day's time, in a learning, in a child's third grade career, that's a lot of time saved. So once again, a value add. That's the way you guys think. And so and it's nice to know that you're already shipping that.
Yeah.
So let's talk training about this.
Yeah, sure.
So is it going to be a big change for teachers? I don't see it being, but you guys are definitely addressing that training. Is like, we're going to come in and show you how to hit this.
Yeah, so we've already got close to 400 devices in the field already at several different schools around the country. And so one of my colleagues, Kathy Mikowski, does professional development training along with me. She's headed out to one of the districts in a couple of weeks. She's going to spend time with their tech coaches, training them to then go train the teachers. And again, we're looking at some of the subtle differences. I mean, they can continue to do what they've always done with the boards that they have, because they have some previous generation boards. But with the new board now, they'll be able to do more, right, than they can do. And so she'll be going over all that with those tech coaches, and they'll go out to the campuses and work with their faculty, you know, on the various campuses. And that's a great model. A lot of districts have that, where they've got, within their tech department, they have former teachers, right, that have become tech coaches, and we'll work with them, kind of a train-the-trainer type standpoint, to go with that. And so that's what Kathy's getting ready to do. We've got another certified BenQ trainer program. We're going out to a district in California to do that and work with that. So there we'll have same type of people, but then we'll be able to utilize them if we have some training needs out in that area. We'll be able to access them, say, can you come out and do this training for us? Right, they'll get paid to do that. Right? So, you know, expanding that program. So professional development and training for us is a big, big deal that we have going for it. And especially with the new boards, we had all of our field application engineers in our Plano office last week for a week, going over everything, tearing the board apart. You know, what works, what doesn't, what do we have a problem with here? Oh, this works great. It would be nice if this would work a little differently. You know, those types of things to get that workflow down. So teachers aren't having to spend extra time to do things.
Right? Yeah.
And our manufacturers, our people back in Taipei, are great at responding to those kinds of suggestions. And they'll say, oh, yeah, makes sense. Okay, give us 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, and that's great, you know, to have a company that's that responsive.
Yeah.
And you know, as we get out into the field, we'll get more and more ideas.
Right.
But hey, you know, I love this, but can you do it this way?
Right.
And that's where the enhancements come from.
Sure.
Right. And that's, you know, when we're out working with people, we'll see those, we'll get those questions, those comments, and can reply and come back with answers for us. Yeah.
Exactly. And that it ties back to the fact that, like, our company motto for education is we want the teachers to help shape the future of learning. Mm-hmm. So by being responsive to these teachers in the field and the things that they tell us they need, and being able to go back to our engineers at headquarters and say, hey, can you add this capability to the board? And normally they put it on the roadmap. Depending on the demand, they put it on the roadmap and they have it within, 3 to 6 months at the max. So it's really intuitive. It helps the teachers so that they can do everything as seamlessly as possible. Again, back to that ease of use, flexibility. I mean, we really want the teachers to be able, we want our products to be able to meet the teachers where they're at and not have to make them learn a whole new ecosystem, because that is always the downfall of most new technology in classrooms.
Mm-hmm. So, and one of our whiteboarding program, where teachers create content, right? They use that as a kind of a launching pad for what they're teaching in the room.
Uh-huh.
You know, with our web-based version of that, I can integrate all my Google Classroom content into that. I can integrate my Google Classroom students. I can give them a notice, hey, you know, I've added new content here. Like, come join this session with me. And I can access all of my Google content right there in my whiteboard.
Yeah.
And I don't have to worry about changing anything or loading a browser and doing this and doing that. Again, it goes back to that whole time management issue of I'm not spending time going 3 different places to do something.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I can open up this program, load my content, and now I'm teaching.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, and not just time management, but going back to what you were talking about, it's also the learning curve.
Yeah.
You know, if I have to learn one more flipping thing, you know, how many times do you hear that from teachers? You
know,
this is one more thing that I have to learn how to do, and I've already got 92. Well, now by, you know, incorporating your boards with EDLA, you already know, you're already doing this.
Right.
This is just, actually, we've just made it easier, because now you don't have to hook up your HDMI cable. You don't have to, you know, try to cast your device to the board and all of the other, you know, inherent technology failures that go with that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and delays and issues and whatever else. No, you can be right at the board. You can send your students right to the board and they have access to their Google stuff or your Google stuff. That truly is, and I cannot stand the term game changer because I just think it's overused, but this really does.
Yeah.
This is one of those times where it's like, this actually does, this changes, this really benefits educators so immensely.
In educational terminology, right, it's a little bit of a paradigm shift.
Mm, it is.
In the classroom.
Yeah.
Right? And now, you know, with this integration, because so many schools are already in that Google environment, right now this just seamlessly blends everything together.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it is. It's not a full paradigm shift, but it's a little bit of a shift here.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we find is, you know, when the teachers start getting into that whole BenQ experience, is they find that the laptop is an accessory.
Yeah.
To teaching rather than the main tool.
Mm-hmm. That was my next question.
Yeah. So they'll use that laptop or the desktop to do a lot of the prep,
mm-hmm.
right? Because the way that our systems are integrated, you know, I can create on my laptop or my desktop, put it on my cloud drive, go to my board, and open everything off of my Google Drive right there. My laptop sits in the back of the room.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, absolutely. For
grades and email and that kind of stuff. Yeah. And you know, it's kind of a gestalt hit. You know, teachers realize, oh, I don't need this.
Yeah.
Not while you're teaching. You can if you need it. It's there if you want it. But all the tools that you're used to using there are all available here in this environment now.
Yeah.
And you can stand here, touch. Right. You're not, like you said, casting and having those issues with casting. I'm not plugging in with cables.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about that type of stuff. It's all right here at my fingertips. And that's where that training and PD comes in to play, is to show them all that.
Exactly. And available.
Yeah.
I mean, as we've said many times during this conversation, you are shipping this.
Yes.
You know, and you've already got it in place.
Yeah.
It's already in schools.
Yeah.
It's already being used.
Yeah.
We're already working on our first case study with the school that's having it. So,
yeah.
Because it is such a change. So, like we were talking about earlier, EDLA's kind of been discussed like for the last 4 or 5 months because it's been coming and coming and everybody's excited, but they don't know what it's supposed to be.
Right.
So when we've been doing our research and looking at what our competitors and everybody else in the market are doing, there's three different kinds of EDLA that people need to be aware of. There's generic. It's like, here, I'm going to make your board into a, your smartphone into a board. And that's basically what it is, which opens up a ton of security issues for IT managers, because if a teacher is using their Google account on the board, it means every app, every file.
Sure.
If they possibly cross over with their personal, you could have apps on there that are not age appropriate. You could have access to photos that might be inappropriate. There's a lot of security issues that go with it. And anybody has access to that teacher's files if the board isn't locked.
Mm-hmm.
So like if a teacher leaves the classroom and a kid comes into the classroom, maybe while they're on their study hour or their planning hour or taking the other students to lunch or something, they could come in and do a lot of damage.
Sure.
On the back end of their Google Drive, like erase lessons. Like it could be horrendous for a teacher. The other version is what we were talking about earlier, where you have a board that's like our previous model, and then they slot in an OPS, which just means you're still utilizing the same Google platform or Google capabilities to the Google Store, but you're using, besides paying for a board, you're paying an extra $1,000 for an external, basically, computer to be added to the board to make it do what it does. BenQ's the only one who's built all of that into one, and with, as Chuck was talking about, our device management system and account management systems that are on the back end that come standard free with every board, the IT director is able to manage, turn on Google Play Store, put the apps the teacher tells them they want on it, turn the Google Play Store off, and everything's behind our security.
Yeah.
That the IT director runs. It just makes it so that they don't have to worry, because what's going to happen? Somebody gets a hold of something they're not supposed to. We just did a conjoint analysis survey of some teachers in the United States here. 60 to 70% of them are using Google already, which is why going EDLA makes sense for most education. But the thing that IT was most concerned about was security. And when we asked them, what would you think if somebody got a hold of an age-inappropriate piece of content? And they're like, I guess I'd wait until I hear about it. That was one of the answers. And I go, how are you going to hear about it? You're going to hear about it on social media when parents are losing their mind because a kid got a hold of something they weren't supposed to. You're going to hear about it in the media because it's going to become a news story in your local town. Who wants that kind of press?
Yeah.
You should be able to manage that. And by making sure that everything that's personal is secure and not on the board makes it so much easier. So
absolutely.
You know, I want to just go back. Let's say I'm a 24-year veteran English teacher for 10th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And my questions are going to be very varied because I've been dealing with tech for 24 years. And we know over those two decades, that's a lot of tech.
Yeah.
My kids can still cast to the device.
Yes.
But now my kids can take their ID, which is an FC. They can walk up to the board and they can log in.
They can if your IT director has set them up with a persona.
Sure. Yeah. But the possibility exists.
Yes.
So there's that time element where we're not dealing with even that 2 minutes of getting it casting, setting up, and taking their device to the front of the classroom. It's just, I'm going to log out real quick and you're going to log in. Does it do dual logins? So if I'm logged in, can someone else
look? Yeah.
So it's just a walk up and a log
in. Yeah, I don't
even
have to log out, right? If I take my, because you're logged into the board, I walk up with my card and swipe it.
Yeah.
It's going to log you out before it logs me in.
So it's those little things like that that it would change the whole dynamics of a classroom.
Well, and one of
the
big differences for us, one of our differentiators is I can log into any board in my district.
Right. Yeah.
I can swipe an NFC card. I can do a QR code if I've lost my NFC card or left it at home, or I could type in, right?
Yeah.
Any board in my district. And, you know, whereas some other folks, you know, the user accounts are board specific.
Right.
I log into this board,
right?
And I can only have, you know, 5 teachers logging into the board, that type of thing.
Sure.
Swipe my card, any board I want.
Yeah.
You know, so if I've had, I do this in training, you know, for example, Texas has a lot of tornadoes, a lot of bad weather. I said, you know, if you're here in Houston, you have a flood, right? Your building floods out, but you have to go teach over here. You got other buildings that are okay. You got to teach in another school. Swipe in. You don't lose a beat.
Mm-hmm.
You're just ready to go. All your content follows you.
Yeah.
Right? Our account management system, our AMS system, we tell teachers that stands for all my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You keep all your stuff in your cloud drive as long as you have an internet connection.
Yeah.
Right, then you can access that content from anywhere on any board in your district with a simple swipe.
Yeah.
Right? And that's a huge differentiator for us.
I can tell you from this is what my wife teaches right now. They are going through this right now. They had a fire at the elementary building. And so they've had to scatter the elementary students to all these other buildings, and it's a similar situation.
Yeah.
You know, they have a board that you can log into the board, but if they're not set up on the boards that they have to use because now they've been moved to other classrooms, right, while that's being dealt with, then, you know, they're not set up on it. They don't have access to that. Where with this, you know, bing, I'm in. Good to go.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
And they're dealing with that right now. Yeah. That's, that yeah. is
well,
what's
going
happening.
Back to your point about the teacher with the 24 years, right? And one of the things that I do when we do professional development, one of the things that I assure teachers, you can do what you've always done. You know, like if they had a projector or
sure.
replacing projector. Except now instead of a projector, it's going to the board. And if that's what you want to do, you can continue to do it. So we alleviate that sense of anxiety of, I got to learn something new, or I got to change everything I've been doing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so, but you know, so now that you're assured, let me show you other things you can do if you want to.
Yeah.
Right. And we get into there's a model of technology implementation called SAMR. If
yeah.
you guys are familiar with
oh,
it.
Oh yeah.
So we talk about substitution, right? We talk about augmentation, and then I show them with the BenQ experience that they have, we get into modification and redefinition,
mm-hmm.
right? And show them the differences and assure them that, you know, there are a lot of times where that substitution level is exactly all you need to be doing.
Right.
You're not going to be in that redefinition level all the time. Don't
right.
worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but let me show you, you can do what you've always done. Rest assured, when you go to school tomorrow, things don't have to change.
Right. Yeah.
right.
But you can do more. And like any place, you have the early adapters that are going to take it and just run with it.
They're sure.
going to be, you know, and others will come along, and you get the handful that are kicking and screaming, but once you let them know I can still do what I've done, that gives them that assurance that, you know, I can still be successful with this new device. And then they say, oh, but, you know, let me try this. Oh, I found something. Oh, let me try this. And they come along,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's that whole experience that they go through from, you know, brand new in my room. Now at the end of the year, I'm doing things I couldn't have done before. And it's been an easy transition as I go. And the training, professional development that we offer, the BenQ Academy that we have, online courses and videos that we offer, all of that is there as resources for them, right? Even if we aren't there on campus,
right?
You know, they still have access to content that can help them move along. It's a great experience. The whole BenQ experience is kind of what I call it,
yep.
Just from start to finish.
Well, this is the passion, as you can tell.
Yeah.
The first and foremost for you is teaching and learning.
Yeah.
The product is, that's the value add is the teaching
is.
And learning. It's yeah. actually, no, it's the opposite. Teaching and learning is the key.
It is the key.
That is the key. So for the listeners, Carly, Chuck, what's the best way to find out more information and get in touch with you guys?
Well, there's a couple of different ways you can reach out to us. You can go to our website, which is benqboard.com. You can also, we have a Facebook user group. If you're interested, you can find us that direction. I think it's an invite-only group for our post-sale users. It's a great resource for schools that have brought our boards on board because the teachers there share tips and tricks amongst themselves.
Cool.
And then, I mean, you can call our 800 number and find somebody there. There's all sorts of ways you can reach us. We're going to be at FETC, obviously, this week. We're going to be at TCEA in Texas in 2 weeks. And then, obviously, we have local events. We do 90 local events across the country each
nice.
Year.
Yeah.
And we're at ISTE come June, so we're around. Just come find us. We're the teal booth in the exhibit hall, and you can't miss us.
Awesome. Great.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for coming.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, yeah, and I'm sorry, there's also a capability for monthly newsletters, if you'd like
cool.
to, on our website, so you can keep up yeah. with all of that.
We'll put that and also the fold lead, yeah.
yeah.
That's awesome. And the BenQ Academy.
Yeah.
Yeah, BenQ
that's
Academy.
A great place to get a look at and to see, you know, Here's our new board. Here's yeah. content that you can watch. And the videos that we do there, they're short, digestible, yeah. you know, minute and a half, 2 minutes instead of a 30-minute video you got to scrub through. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. And our YouTube right. channel. I mean, we're everywhere. Just BenQ Education.
Yeah,
you can find us.
Just yeah. type it in the search bar and you'll find it.
Yep. yep.
Awesome. Thanks,
right.
guys.
Thanks, guys.
Well, thank you so much.
This episode of EduTech Guys is brought to you by BenQ. In addition to providing interactive whiteboards, BenQ also provides engaging educational tools, such as their EasyWrite whiteboard software, their InstaShare wireless screen sharing, and Uni, the intuitive user interface, plus much, much more. See how teachers use BenQ solutions in their classrooms by visiting visiting benq.com. Thanks for listening to this episode of EduTech Guys. Listen to other episodes at edutechguys.com.